Trustee Gravenhorst, you came on the board in 1984.
I was elected in 1984 and began my service in January of 1985.
And that's when board trustees for the University of Illinois were elected.
We were. We ran statewide, and getting into every county and meeting the voters and really, really, really responsible to them.
Was the board different because it was once elected and now the members are appointed by the governor?
Well, I've always felt that it's a very good thing if members of a board are responsible directly to the voters, to the constituents. That takes a great deal of the politics out of it. And actually, you know, in the days that I came on the board, the only thing political was the election of the board chair, because that person was always a member of the majority party on the board. And that kind of ensures that we're working for the best interests of the university and there are no personal agendas.
Were the major issues facing the trustees particularly different in the 1980s compared to now?
Different in so far as monetary restrictions are concerned. We had more money then, and it was a little more relaxed. That gradually changed. Money gradually dissipated. We got less and less support from the state government as far as our funding was concerned. And now you know that the problems that we have and the restrictions that we have. And those may stay as they are for quite some time.
You also chaired the board for one period?
2 years.
When was that?
Let's see, I think that was 97 to 99.
How were those years as being chair of the board?
Well, they were good years. We had no terrible confrontations. That was the right after we had taken in the Springfield campus, and we worked that out very well. And I don't recall any difficulties. We had a good board. If you were interested in knowing, we had 5 women and 4 men then. So the balance was a little changed from what it is now.
What do you see as being the major challenges facing the university today, or perhaps I should say next year when it starts meeting again?
Immediately, the important thing is that we have to maintain our wonderful faculty, and we have to reward them financially for what they're doing. And if we relax on that, why, the next thing you know, will be rated by other universities because, as President Stuckel pointed out in our meeting this morning, we're regarded as a source here of just excellent staff and excellent faculty, and so people look to us for the best. So we have to be thinking about that. That's our funding is key for many reasons.
One of the really visible debates at the university has been over Chief Alinawek, and that's apparently going to continue without you now. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to be the impact of what happens?
I don't know. I'm a very strong supporter of the chief, and have always been, and I won't be here to express myself on the board anymore, but I think the majority of the board want the chief, and it will certainly be up to them to decide what they're going to do. But you know, as long as our 1990 vote remains, then the chief stays in place. And unless someone makes a motion of some sort to dismiss the chief, he will continue.